here's a story from The World.
An explosive story on Afghanistan that is not going away. The New York Times reported this weekend that Russia secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked fighters to kill American soldiers. President Trump says the intelligence community did not brief him on the allegations because they didn't find the reports credible. Taliban spokesperson Suhail Shaheen denied the reports.
I refute this report. It is not true. It is only to create confusion and to derail the peace process.
David Petraeus, a retired U.S. Army general and former CIA chief, is not surprised by the reports of Russian bounties.
We were looking for this kind of activity, frankly, from Russia, also, by the way, from Iran and from some other countries in the region and other entities. We looked for any support that the Russians might be providing to not just the Taliban, but perhaps some of the other extremist insurgents organizations. But certainly, according to the various news sources that clearly have been briefed on this by folks inside the community, it appears that this certainly took place during 2019.
So based on what you've read and heard so far, do you believe the reports of the Russian bounties are true?
There's quite a bit of detail about the cache of money that was captured in a raid and then followed up with information during interrogation of individuals that were detained during those operations. And indeed, it appears, apparently, that there was at least one American soldier for whom this bounty was paid out. Keep in mind that we are many months after an agreement between the U.S. and Taliban representatives back in February. Since then, reportedly, there have been no Taliban attacks on U.S. positions. So we're really looking back at something that took place rather than something that has been taking place recently. That doesn't mean that it is not absolutely outrageous, unacceptable, reprehensible. But if the degree of confidence is sufficient, we should have conveyed to the Russians how outrageous and unacceptable this is.
Intelligence officials told the AP that President Trump was briefed on the bounty matter earlier this year, but Trump is now trying to swat those allegations aside, tweeting last night that the intelligence community told him he was not briefed about these allegations because intelligence officials did not find the reports credible. What do you make of that?
Well, who knows? And, you know, you can parse words and so forth. Very difficult to know whether this is in the presidential daily briefing or in one of the actual sessions that was held with the National Security Council or with the president.
If the Russians were offering bounties for the lives of U.S. troops, how will Washington respond to this?
One would hope that perhaps there already had been a response, but if not, then clearly there are various options, everything from a diplomatic outreach to them about how unacceptable this is, how reprehensible, and then on up the ladder, whether it's clandestine operations, covert action, and not just in Afghanistan, although certainly if this were discovered there, there should be some pretty substantial targeting against those who were engaged in it. But of course, there are Russian forces operating in southeastern Ukraine. There are forces in Syria. There are proxies in various other places around the world where, if necessary, something further could be pursued.
If there was already a response, what would it have been?
There is some speculation that this is a bit of a payback for what you may recall taking place a few years ago in northeastern Syria, where some Russian proxies, essentially the Wagner group, this is a security contract group with some Syrian forces,
right,
crossed in a very menacing formation with some very substantial weapons, crossed into what was accepted as the Syrian Democratic Forces zone where the U.S. was supporting them. And there were warnings given. When those forces did not turn around, the U.S. hammered them with precision air attacks and so forth. Again, it's possible that this is some kind of payback for that, except that, again, that was a violation of what was understood to be respective spheres within Syria.
General, what should U.S. troops on the ground make of all this? What is the message it's sending to the boots on the ground?
Clearly, there's always a desire and a need to know that those above you, if you will, have your back. And that will be among the factors, I'm sure, as this is evaluated further and as additional actions are taken.
David Petraeus is a retired U.S. Army general. He served as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, the U.S. Central Command, and the International Security Assistance Force. General, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks, Marco.